But you know what? Don't fuck TJ. Because I love TJ. And I love his brother Scotty. And I'm here to work with them and be friends with them and be fucking content creators with them.
Oh my God. Please sit down, Scotty. love it.
That picture of Scotty. I'm just leaving that up. Things. That's like
I'm just leaving
most,
that picture of Scotty up this whole time.
That's one of the most joyous faces that I've ever seen a man make. He looks like he is flabbergasted with joy. I love it,
dude. Strawberry Extreme Bricks, dude.
Is that what it was? You were excited, man. You were excited about them bricks.
It tastes like strawberry. Tastes like blood and teeth.
I'm a government agent come to take your friends away.
Well, Scotty still remembers his lines and shit.
Yeah, you know, he's a consummate professional, dude.
I'm telling you, man.
People are always like, Scotty's a shitty actor. Bullshit. He remembers his lines years later. Years fucking later, he still remembers.
I walk around calling myself an actor. I can't remember the lines from my last role. I can't remember a fucking thing I said in the last Bricks movie. This Bricks hat. Look at Scotty there. He's fresh-faced young buck.
Dude. And the role you had in the Bricks movie was like you. I think you mailed the Bricks to the manatee. Not the Bricks. I mean, the mac and cheese to the manatee.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I remember you put all the mac that nasty mac and cheese in that envelope.
That
was the best shit,
dude. That shit and TJ made that shit, dude. It was disgusting, dude.
Yeah, it was really gross.
God, it was disgusting.
Oh, you know what was wrong with it? It got made with soy milk.
Yeah,
or some shit.
Dude.
It just tasted like cardboard box.
No, vanilla soy milk. That was the problem. You can use almond milk and soy milk. You just cannot use fucking vanilla.
It was gross.
Well, whatever happened. It turned out disgusting.
And then the Oreo, Paul, the Oreo scene. This Oreo.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
Scotty even remembers my lines.
Scotty's a consummate professional.
Not fucking around.
So we are still, we were hoping to have some more announcements about our LA meetup. We're still waiting on some word back from the venue on tickets and stuff. Yeah, but those should be on sale soon.
They're putting that together. We should have it soon, as soon as we possibly can.
And
stay tuned.
For patrons out there, you know, for you guys, I know you right now you're having to go through the whole Patreon and look for stuff. I mean, Paul's done a few master posts and stuff to help out looking for the past episodes, but we are probably going to be rolling out our archive solution on Monday. So hopefully that'll be coming out.
And next we're going to move towards doing the private audio RSS feeds for you guys, your patrons, so you can have the whole episodes and audio versions.
Yeah, that's another thing they've been clamoring for. So a lot of stuff being worked on behind the scenes right now. Stay tuned for further announcements. But welcome to Flash Fried, the show where we take a look at the news of the day. And, you know, usually we focus on what we think is funny. What we think is going on in the world that's kind of amusing.
Give you a little chuckle.
Give you a little like
that. You know.
What a shithole planet we all have to live on.
You know what, though? Maybe the world ain't so bad.
I think that's the opposite of the message, honestly.
What? No, it's not.
Come on. All right, so the first story we have here, Baptist leader. Yep, see? Baptist leader under fire for coaching domestic abuse victims to avoid divorce. Let God judge
abusers. Just let God judge
them.
Look, you can't. God done this. God made you. God made him.
Listen,
and if he beats you,
yep.
Let God judge.
Let your husband beat the shit out of you. It ain't your place to judge that man for doing that. You let him speak to his heavenly father when he gets to the pearly gates about slapping you around.
Because, you know, when you get to heaven, God's going to be like, look, I understand. You're a long-suffering wife. Your husband will be judged.
As we know, the Bible takes a strong stance on women's rights.
Yes.
So, I mean, so God, I'm sure God will look favorably
God,
on it.
God is one of the fucking most staunch feminists you've
you
ever
know what
seen,
God's
going
to say when you get up to the pearly gates if he exists? He's like, and you only slapped a bitch? Oh, no, dude. What she did, you should have killed her. She committed adultery. I'm actually pissed at you for not going far enough. That's what God's going to say.
So here's some further information. 75-year-old Paige Patterson, president of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, has come under fire after old sermons resurfaced revealing his dismissive attitude towards domestic abuse and utter disinterest for the safety of female parishioners, among other distasteful views. the firestorm erupted some 2 weeks ago when a site called The Baptist Blogger posted a video of a sermon Patterson gave back in 2000. A woman had confided that her husband had beaten her. He suggested she endure the domestic abuse and pray over it rather than file for a divorce. She returned with two black eyes. "I hope you're happy," she told him. "Yes, I'm very happy," Patterson responded, explaining that the husband had heard her prayers and come to church for the first time the next day, a victory in his book. What?
Another sucker to give him fucking money, yeah. Basically.
All it took was this bitch getting beat up a few times to get that man to come to church.
And now he's going to be saved.
And now he's going to be saved, man. He's gonna be you know what? He's going to be saving himself a lot of fucking goddamn bullshit. Because all he has to do is go, "Hey, you know what? I beat my wife, but that's okay. Because now this guy who I'm going to give money to is going to tell me I did a good job. Oh, you know what? You came to church. That's a victory."
Unsurprisingly, the revelations drew this should be the plot of the next God's Not Dead movie, you know? a pastor unjustly fucking targeted because he believes in God, you know? Because he believes that, you know, what the Bible teaches, that it's more important to save your soul than it is to not be
your
wife.
You know what he can do? He can be handing out meals, and like, the atheist squad can roll up. He's like, "Here, homeless man, have a meal. What are you doing, Christian?"
Unsurprisingly, the revelations drew an outcry from women's rights activists, then again, what doesn't, and church members far and wide. Thousands of parishioners, the church and church leaders are now demanding Patterson's removal just weeks before his scheduled keynote sermon at the Southern Baptist Annual Convention. Patterson is refusing to step down.
A little stalemate there, huh?
Had Patterson apologized, the story might have disappeared from headlines, but amidst the growing controversy, he instead doubled down on his views. "I can't apologize for what I didn't do wrong," he said in a statement. Fuck yeah, Patterson. Fuck yeah.
Wow, dude.
Patterson also insisted that he did advise at least several abused women to leave their husbands, but that claim seemed dubious in light of the 2013 sermon in which he suggested women suffering from domestic abuse should never contact the authorities for assistance and instead let God be the judge. Settle it within the church of God, and if you suffer for it, and if you were misused, and if you were abused, and if you're not represented properly, it's okay. No, it's not, though.
It is if you've got a fantasy land that you're going to with a perfect judge.
Yeah, right. I mean, the whole Christian point of view on this life is that it's just a test, and soon you're going to paradise. So, I mean, in light of that, if you truly believe that, does this guy's bullshit start to make a little more sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense because, okay, these are Baptists, so let's just read some part from the Bible. "Let your women keep silence in the churches, so why was she even talking in the church to begin with? For it is not permitted unto them to speak. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home." Oh, so the very book that purported you're all worshiping and listening to is basically saying that this guy is right.
Yeah.
So now you're complaining? Oh, actually, no, we don't agree with that. Well, then you're actually in disagreement with the infallible word of God, according to you.
Yeah, take it up with the Bible.
A lot of Baptists are inerrant people. They say, nope, the Bible is literally true. So the Bible's literally true. It just told you what you're supposed to do. Why don't you fucking listen to your own book, you idiot?
Shut your fucking mouth, bitch.
No, I'm not agreeing with this at all. I don't think the woman should be beaten and the guy should be, you know, arrested for domestic violence, clearly. But if you're going to go by what you're supposed to be believing, then that's not what you should do.
I think the great thing about this, too, is like he saw it as a victory that her husband came to church. But all the church did for that person was provide a justification and an excuse for what he was doing. Like hearing sermons like this and having a relationship with God, so when he gets drunk and beats the shit out of his wife, he can just get on his knees and go, "I'm sorry, Jesus.
I'm so sorry, Jesus.
Wash me in the blood, Jesus.
Just ensure that the beatings continue."
I mean, that's why it's such a great scam. Because you can be the biggest piece of shit.
Hey, look, we can become a minister, dude.
What, really? Let's do it. Yeah, what can I do?
Oh, dude, yeah, this is totally easy. Like,
become an ordained minister.
Become a Unitarian minister. Like,
real weddings, real credentials.
Can we do it? Begin now.
Yeah. Get ordained online. Wow. It's all here.
Dude, let's do it, man. Why not?
I've already done it, actually.
I'll bookmark this.
Yeah.
I'm bookmarking it. We can
you
come
have
back
to,
later.
You have to pay for the certificate, though.
Gay.
So they say it's free, but they won't send you that certificate that they show unless you pay.
It's free to take the course.
I'll pay the fucking $10.
Not free to get this.
You don't even have to take a course. You literally go through the ordination and just check that you agree, and then type your name, and you're a minister.
Cool. Dude, that's awesome. I'm going to become a minister. Yeah. A Florida woman fights off home invaders armed with AK-47.
Holy shit. With her own gun?
I guess.
Wow. See? Only way to fight off guns with another gun.
Altamont Springs, Florida. An Altamont Springs, Florida woman reportedly fought off two home invaders who stormed into her apartment with an AK-47 and tried to rob her. The two suspects are now behind bars, according to an arrest report. Angel Delgado Santiago, 30, and a 17-year-old are facing robbery charges.
Now, I don't want to say nothing.
Yes.
But them names.
Hey, that sounds like a Mexican name to me.
I don't want to say it, but I'm just going to say what we're all thinking here.
I mean, I never met a white man named Angel Delgado Santiago.
So, I mean, it's just kind of clear what kind of people were doing this. That's all I'm saying.
Whoa, was she a lesbian?
Whoa, dude.
It says the victim, who asked to be called by her nickname Trigger, said she was fighting to save not only her own life, but to protect her 13-year-old son and ex-wife.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame her. They bust into her fucking apartment with an AK-47. I mean, yeah, do what you gotta do.
Did they have the AK-47 or did she have the AK-47?
I feel like they did.
All right. Yeah, okay. I went blank. I had no feeling. I wasn't scared. I wasn't brave. I was just, it's go time. Do or die, said Trigger. Body camera video from Altamont Springs Police shows the takedown of Santiago and the 17-year-old, who police said pointed an AK-47 at the family shortly after midnight. Trigger, who got her nickname from her gun collection, said she left her gun in a in her car when she went back inside her apartment.
These are dumb motherfuckers. I mean, literally, they fucking pull a gun on a person who is known for having her gun collection.
Yeah, her nickname is fucking Trigger.
It's a good idea, dude.
I heard like a boom, 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 people coming up the stairs. Then I heard her screaming, "Lock yourselves in the room. They're coming. They got guns," said Trigger. Trigger stood unarmed with her family. "When I seen the barrel of the gun, I swear it felt like a movie," she said. Trigger made a split-second decision and tried to wrestle the AK-47 away from the suspect. "I noticed that the guy started getting nervous, his fingers getting crazy on the trigger, and I just disarmed it. I just completely took the magazine from the AK-47.
So Trigger didn't even have to use any of her guns. She just took the fucking magazine out of his. What a fucking inept bunch of fucking buffoons.
Yeah, they
struggled.
"I'm gonna
rob you!"
Gun.
Oh my god, what
they
an operation.
Struggled over it, and eventually...
They ran.
They ran away.
Dude, they're so inept, dude.
Oh my god.
How inept can you possibly be?
This is one of those fucking... I wish that there was footage of that.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god.
Let's play the video of it,
dude.
There
might be something in here.
I mean, there's not going to be footage of her doing
that. Well, no, maybe that we can at least see.
There might be footage of the suspects or something. Nah, it's just a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, it's nothing.
Yeah.
There's the guys.
Wow. What a maroon. Holy shit, man. He better hope that in prison that fucking little story doesn't come out. "I'm in prison because I ran up on a chick and she took the magazine out of my gun and I ran away from her." Holy fuck,
yeah,
dude. It's time for Buttfuck City.
He's going to be someone's bitch.
Buttfuck City.
Well, you know, you don't really think that there's a ton of crime in this country, but only the really dumb criminals get caught. And this is a perfect example.
So here's a case of some non-criminals getting caught and going to jail for a long time.
Well,
every district attorney's nightmare. Two men exonerated in 1991 rape claim. So it's their nightmare when
people
get exonerated.
It's not their nightmare.
Yeah.
Being sent to jail for 26 fucking years.
Yeah. After 26 years, two men have been exonerated of a gang rape that the alleged victim now admits never happened.
Ha!
Wow.
So when does she start her 26-year stint in prison?
Never.
Yeah. Nope.
The 1992 convictions of Van Dyke Perry and Gregory Counts for rape, sodomy, and kidnapping were vacated in New York court Monday. Prosecutors had joined attorneys for Perry and Counts on a motion asking a state Supreme Court judge in Manhattan to vacate the convictions because of new DNA evidence and the woman's revised story. That's not even a revised story. That's a recanted story. Revised? I was gang raped. Actually, now that I think about it, no.
Wait. So she could say her story was revised. Not that she's a fucking lying sack of shit that put two guys in prison for 26 years. It's she revised her story. Oh, there's a critical detail I left out about the story. What's that? Oh, it didn't happen.
It is every prosecutor's nightmare to convict an innocent person.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, bullshit. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr. said in a statement, if that was really their worst nightmare, they'd be more careful about it. Yeah. I've seen how these cops and fucking prosecutors and shit get when they fucking want somebody in jail. They don't give a fuck.
I mean, wouldn't you want retribution on the person that lied that led to you making that terrible decision, too? Don't you think they have some culpability?
Yeah, but
bearing false witness against these people.
Lying about it for 26 fucking years. This case is a tragedy for all involved. Two New Yorkers were wrongfully deprived of their liberty during the prime of their lives for a crime they did not commit. This time can never be returned to them, but with today's exoneration, we hope we can begin the process of unburdening them and giving them a chance at a brighter, successful future.
This case is not a tragedy for all involved. It's not a tragedy for the district attorney that wrongfully convicted this person, and it's not a tragedy for the dumb bitch that lied about it either.
Yeah, it's
a tragedy for the two men who were deprived of 26 years of their lives.
They were 21 and 19 at the time of their arrest in 1991. Perry was released in 2001 after 11 years in prison, and Counts was released in August 2017 after 26 years. A third alleged attacker was never arrested. The alleged victim said she was forced into a vehicle at knife point near a subway station in Queens. She said Perry and Counts, whom she already knew and who dealt drugs with her boyfriend, raped her along with a third man multiple times in a car and in Central Park when she refused to tell them where her boyfriend was. According to the New York Times, she said they punched her so hard her eye swelled, but a doctor who examined found no physical evidence to support her claim and there were no signs of sexual trauma.
What? So these guys were convicted when she was examined, and it was found that there was no physical evidence she'd been sexually assaulted or actually had those physical injuries that she reported to have.
Yes.
I mean, so the district attorney in this case clearly knew this was bullshit and was just like, well, got to send someone down the
river.
That's
what I'm saying. It's not, don't act like it's the worst nightmare of a prosecutor to put
in. You know what he fucking did after? You know what he did after he convicted him? He probably went to a nice, lavish fucking dinner, dude, and was all like, I did good. I put two scumbags in jail. You know what? Because you know what his probably excuse was? They were criminal scum anyways.
Dude, if he's still alive, which maybe he is, and he heard about this, he probably went out to a nice dinner again. Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
Semen was found in the woman's underwear, which she said she put back on after the rape, but DNA testing excluded both Perry and Counts as the source. After that result, the woman said she had unprotected sex with her boyfriend the night before in the morning of the attack. Prosecutors argued in court that semen in her underwear belonged to the boyfriend, although his DNA was never tested. In addition, the car in which the woman said the rape occurred was never searched. Never searched?
What?
What fucking kind of what?
So we had a kangaroo court.
This conviction should never have happened in the first place. This is fucking ridiculous. This is just hideous. This is, you know, don't act like it's your worst nightmare. You couldn't search the car. The DNA evidence didn't fucking add up. There was no, the physical fucking evidence of the crime was not present.
Yeah, so when the police come to you with this case,
when you guys, like, the jury that convicted these people should fucking be shot in the street.
This is a broader problem.
The prosecutor in this case should be fucking fired and then beaten with sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, like, none of this should
like
not
a
have
Roman
happened.
Punishment.
This should not have fucking happened.
Crucify this man.
Like, this is a broader problem, though. In a huge way, this Me Too movement is based around stuff like that. Like, people aren't getting locked up yet, but as far, like, people are having their careers ruined on no evidence, on allegations.
So I want to read what I just highlighted.
The woman won't face charges because the statute of limitations has expired.
That.
Yeah, okay. One little line in there to tell us why our justice system is broken. You know what, dude? This should be a new case. What the statute of limitations? Fuck that.
Okay, well, here's my problem. She obviously maintained this lie for 26 years, so every time she lied should have been a new instance of this offense.
It was clearly for attention, too, because there was nothing happened. It was just that, I want people to pay attention to me, so I was raped at knife point.
You know what?
Beaten.
I think that, you know what? Okay, here's my twisted sense of justice on this. Put out a fucking bulletin that someone is allowed to gang rape this woman now. Somehow, if you're a rapist out there, you've been looking for a victim, it is now legal to rape this bitch.
Why not just let the two dudes that just got out of jail do it? Give them a free pass.
All right, you guys can actually rape her now, and it's fine.
You know your heart up, just got out of prison, haven't seen a woman in 26 years. Here you go. In fact, we got her old car, and we're going to park it under this in this park
Fuck
here
that.
In the middle of
you
the
already
night.
Served your time for it. Might as well do it.
Yep.
Just give her fucking 26 goddamn.
That's what I really.
Dude.
I mean, I
only believe in prison sentences that long. To be honest with you,
I believe that she should go to. I mean, cases. Like she should be punished for this.
Yeah, she should have to fucking.
I mean, all joking and bullshit aside, she deserves to be punished for what she did.
Yes.
Yeah, she ruined two men's lives over fucking no evidence.
I mean, think about that. The best years of
but
their
total,
lives.
It's total collusion too, dude. Because the police, they did the investigation, found they didn't search the vehicle. A doctor examined her, found no physical evidence of this trauma. You know, that there was no real good evidence to suggest these guys had fucking committed this crime. There was DNA evidence back then, so they could have tested the DNA.
Let's just be honest. This was a slapdash investigation and a slapdash trial because it was two black dudes.
Yep.
And it was just like, well, they're guilty. Let's get this over with.
Look at them. Yep, they done it.
Lock them up. You know they done it. And if they didn't do it, they done something else to deserve it.
Well, speaking of black men on trial for rape, Bill Cosby will be sentenced on the 24th of September.
Imminently more guilty
for sexual assault conviction. Comedian's lawyer had asked for delay until the end of the year. Cosby, who turns 81 in July, could spend the rest of his life in prison.
So all 5 days of it.
Yeah. I mean, Cosby is blind. He's old. He's not.
I mean, you know, hey, he's been convicted, so obviously he's probably going to go to prison. But what is he, you know, I mean.
I mean, at this point, it's not even really justice. This is so, it's so shitty that he did this shit and it was kept quiet all these fucking years until he's a doddering old man on the edge of death. And he'll serve, a few years in prison max. Before he keels over and croaks.
That's what I'm saying. He'll probably do 2 to 3 years max.
Maybe. You know what I mean? He might just die before trial. I mean, he could die any second. He's fucking 81, blind.
I mean, he could be dead before September 24th. Let's be real.
I mean, look at his lawyer wanted to delay to the end of the year, probably because he thinks that's about what Cosby's got.
Bill Cosby will be sentenced on the 24th of September, almost 5 months after he was convicted of sexual assault by a Pennsylvania jury, a judge announced on Tuesday. Lawyers for the comedian, who turns 81 in July and faces the prospect of the rest of his life in prison, had asked Judge Stephen O'Neill to delay sentencing until the end of the year. Cosby's convictions on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault are expected to be combined into one charge that carries a standard sentencing range from 5 to 10 years in prison. You know, and let's be real. The chances of Bill Cosby living 5 to 10 more years, pretty fucking slim.
Very slim.
Cosby's conviction, I already read that part. Cosby's spokesman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The actor and comedian once revered as America's dad. Well, you know, he's still America's dad. He's just America's rapist dad. America's dad, for his family man role on The Cosby Show, has been confined to his suburban Philadelphia mansion since the 26th of April conviction.
What a punishment.
He has not been heard from publicly since an outburst in court that day. O'Neill ordered Cosby fitted with a GPS monitoring, but because he's going to flee.
Yeah, where's he going?
You know, he's going to run.
I mean,
where can Bill fucking Cosby go in the world and be low-key? Exactly nowhere.
Nowhere.
Yeah, he's not going to flee. He's too old to flee anyways.
He's too old to flee. He's too blind. I mean,
but
he's
whatever.
Blind. He's a fucking blind.
You know what?
Dude,
he's a rapist piece of shit, though. I like him having to wear the anklet just because it's probably annoying to him. So fuck it.
Yeah, sure. He raped a bunch of bitches, and he's really not. I mean, there's no getting justice at this point. You can't. I mean, I guess he dies knowing that his legacy is fucked. He's never going to be Bill Cosby, the great comedian, and all that stuff. I mean, he still will be, But there's always going to be that big sour note of, also, he raped a bunch of women.
God, dude, it's so crazy, too, because before all this shit happened, man, like, Bill Cosby was, like, thought of as, like, one of those people. It's like, it's Bill Cosby. He's, like, one of the, you know, one of those people that you would just never expect this from. And just for him to be convicted, even, that was shocking to me, because so many celebrities have beaten shit like this, and they've beaten convictions, and it looks like they're going to be convicted. The evidence is overwhelming, and they walk, and...
He just raped one woman too many, dude.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was.
One woman too many.
Judges in these kinds of cases reserve the right to add monetary restitution as a part of sentencing for these big rich fucks that get caught doing shit like that. Because, you know, your average dude rapes a chick. You can't really order him to pay her any significant amount of money. She ain't never going to get it. But Bill Cosby rapes a bunch of chicks. He's a fucking multimillionaire.
I mean, a lot of these women have already been paid... You know,
yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because before they even did the criminal shit,
they did civil.
They all went to him and, you know, sued him.
Right.
So, I mean, he's already had to pay out to a lot of these women because of that. In fact, he's
paid a ton of money out.
Yeah, he's paid out a ton of money to women.
Well, that's how he got away
shut.
With this shit for so long, too, because he'd just go to them and say, look, if something happened, he'd be like, oh, I'll just give you a bunch of money and you can just keep quiet.
I mean, that seems to be par for the course.
Yeah.
These days, like, you know, Stormy Daniels shit's back in the news. I mean, there's no rape alleged there.
You know, but they got a fucking...
Sexual indiscretion seems to be swept under the rug with money by powerful people quite a bit.
Well, but it seems like now the hush money doesn't work anymore. Like, they still take the money, but then, you know, 10 years later...
But they... Well, I mean, it's just... Dude, it's so desirable. Everyone wants to have this kind of, like, I'm famous now. And, I mean, obviously, Trump was elected president, which, no one ever expected that to happen.
Right. There's...
There's an onus on people to come forward with these stories, and so much shit has come out about Trump. I think she just felt compelled, like, hey, me too.
Yeah, think about it.
Let me have my fucking moment in the spotlight.
Scotty's right, dude. Before this election, Stormy Daniels... just like everybody else in this country, i.e. she thought fucking Hillary Clinton was about to be the next president, so she took this money. She's like, nobody's gonna care about Donald Trump in fucking 6 months, and I'm gonna get $130,000.
Yeah, thanks,
no problem. But now that he's the president, she's like, wait a minute,
I got the raw deal. Fuck this, I'm gonna write a tell-all book, Trump's Dick the Book.
I mean, if you ever read the story of their encounter, it's pretty much very brief. Like, they basically hung out a couple times, and one time Trump fucked her.
Trump pumped and dumped.
And you know, it's like, why would Donald Trump even give a shit,
dude? Trump and dump.
Like, if I was Donald Trump, I'd be like...
The Trump and dump. Yeah.
The Trump, dude. Yeah, he trumped and dumped, dude. But who gives a shit? You fucked a porn star. Why are you even ashamed of it?
Dude, if they really wanted to make that story salacious, they should have her talk to, like, an anatomical life drawing person and put illustrations of what Trump looks like naked. Like, have her describe his dick and draw it. You know what I mean?
That'd be hilarious, man. Now, this is a fucked up story.
All right,
dude.
So this is... you might want to put your head... I'm going to go ahead and play this video.
All right.
Headphones on.
Big case, this one out of Cobb County. Two teens arrested for killing a possum and four babies. And it is how they killed the animals that is sparking outrage on our Facebook page. Kathy Baggett posted...
I'm outraged that they killed the animals. I'm sure how is pretty gruesome, too.
Menaces to society. It is a known fact that people that abuse animals move on to bigger things. 11 Alive's Naeem Abdullahi explains why police say this case... is very hard to stomach.
And the social media responses are still coming in. Many of you alarmed by this story, just like we are in the newsroom. So we went to police and also in the community where it happened. After hearing about this disturbing case that ended in the arrest of 19-year-old Raquavius Williams and a 16-year-old
Raquavius?
Juvenile, we talked with Cobb County Police.
I'm Raquavius.
Still in shock.
As a police officer, I've obviously seen some disturbing things, and this was towards the top of that.
And police found out what happened through Snapchat. The teens allegedly publicized what happened on the app. A student at one of the local schools then
notified
police.
We know what we can say about them, at least.
That's how they got a hold of the two teens.
At least they're so fucking stupid they recorded their own crime.
Oh, dude, that is one of the boons of this, like, fucking social media generation. It's just like dumbass criminals give away what they're doing.
I know, it's like...
If some dude is going to ride through a neighborhood and fire a gun off in the air, he's got to do it on Snapchat so he gets busted for it the next day, you know?
It's like, dude, you're giving the police and everyone evidence of what you did. I mean, and this is just despicable, dude. Just killing...
Well, how did they do it?
They beat it to death with a baseball bat.
Details, we'll break down what happened for you. A female possum and her four babies were killed. Weapons used, a baseball bat, and a chemical mixture that included bleach. Why? The answer to that question may never be good enough. We drove to the neighborhood it happened in Kennesaw. This nice quiet.
Can we just put these guys in a thing with like a grizzly bear? Did not want to talk. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like he liked to beat little possums to death. Oh, look, it was so cute. Didn't really do anything to you. How about we put you in there with a grizzly bear or a polar bear that's really hungry?
Yeah.
See how you fare then, bitch.
But a neighbor did, off camera, saying she's disgusted to learn the details of this horrific incident and feels sorry for the animals.
Really disturbing. Scary. Mm-hmm. Makes me sad. It is what it is. They have to be punished for it. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they got caught.
Both teens are charged with 5 counts of aggravated.
I had to kill a possum once, and it was horrible. My dogs had gotten at it, and it had crawled into my shed, horribly injured, to die, and it was suffering.
Oh, God.
And I felt horrible killing that animal. Like, I can't even imagine finding one with babies all over it, and beating it to death and pouring bleach on it, and them. Oh, my God, dude. What a bunch of fucks.
It's just like, man, there's just some
you know what?
People
fuck that grizzly
world,
bear idea. Just throw them in a like sew them up in a bag with a bunch of angry possums and let them let the possums get their pound of flesh.
I'd be fine with it, dude.
Both are charged with 5 counts of felony, aggravated cruelty to animals, a felony.
Williams is also charged felony.
For contributing to delinquency of
I
a
like
minor.
It. 5 counts of felony aggravated cruelty to animals. A felony. It's like, no shit, it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, they probably won't even get too stiff of a punishment for this, though.
I mean, what are the sentencing ranges for felony animal cruelty?
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Be interesting, because they don't really... You'd think they would have done this and that. You done that in this news story because that's an interesting little tidbit.
Yeah, these. You know,
that's expecting the fucking
these charges
news
carry a prison possible sentence of 1 to 5 years. Yeah.
What right. state did this happen?
Georgia.
In? That's kind of important.
Georgia.
Oh boy, this Lord is Georgia.
Georgia. Beat a possum with a stick.
In most places, it's just a misdemeanor, but...
Well, there's like a... this one's a felony.
This is
so
obviously
it's
felony.
More serious of a charge. Well, I mean...
I guess...
the brutality
I guess the sentences for this are actually being... they're kind of getting more severe as time goes on, and people are more disgusted by this kind of behavior.
I mean, it's just... What about this is not reprehensible, dude? It's like I said, the only good thing about it is if they're sick enough and, just... filled, I guess, with whatever fucking need it is to destroy, small animals, at least they're going to get caught for it.
I mean, we got a cop to this. There was a time in human history not that long ago where somebody beaten up possum to death wouldn't even be a blip on anybody's radar.
No one would even care.
You
got to
look at it in the context of our times, though.
Yeah, but I mean, in modern times, in contemporary times, this is how people feel.
I mean,
about
abusing animals just for fun is not... I mean, there's really... You got to go pretty far back to find a time when like that was just totally acceptable.
Right.
You could still find bullfighting
yeah,
bull and shit like that.
Yeah. Cockfights and dog fights.
Well, cockfighting right. still goes on. So
yeah.
I mean, like I feel fights. Like those people
dog
should
fights,
be
yeah.
Those people should be torn yeah. apart by the animals that they fight.
Right.
If you're a cockfighter, you should be tied to a thing and covered in seeds, and the fucking cock should get to fucking peck you to death.
This is really super dependent on state and judge and all kinds of stuff.
I mean,
but
give
it looks
us a
like
range.
You could give, it says you could get as much as 25 years in California, but that's just due to the 3 strikes law. It seems like 5 years is about the most you're going to get anywhere.
Well,
I don't know what
about right.
I don't know what Georgia is going to do to these guys.
I don't think it's going to go well.
I don't think
them.
They're going to get 5 years.
Oh, yeah, they're probably going to get 5 years, but I think they're going to probably get at least a couple years and probably the rest probation.
I think they deserve at least a couple of years. I mean, that's fucked up.
It is fucked up, dude.
Second transgender woman found dead in Dallas area within a week, police say. First victim, Carla Patricia Flores Pavon, 26, was found unconscious by Dallas Fire and Rescue after witnesses say they saw an unknown Latin male leaving the victim's apartment. A second transgender woman has been found dead in the Dallas area in just 1 week, police revealed Tuesday. Dallas police were called to an area near Merriman Parkway on Saturday evening after reports of a body floating at a White Rock Creek. At White Rock Creek were called in, according to a news release. Officers pulled what they said was the body of a black transgender woman, approximately 5 foot three and 130 pounds. The unidentified victim was wearing a black shirt and black scrub pants. The body, first discovered by a kayaker, was found in a severe state of decomposition. The Dallas Morning News reported, investigators have ruled the death unexplained, pending a cause of death determination from a medical examiner's office. The case came just days after another transgender woman died from apparent homicidal violence. Carla Patricia Flores, 26, was found unconscious. I already read that part at the beginning, and she was transported to a nearby hospital where she was declared dead. Investigators said they did not believe this was the result of a hate crime and did not have any information suggesting that the two cases are related. I mean, maybe they're related in just in terms of their motive.
Yeah. I mean,
now we don't know that the person found in the creek, we don't know if the person found in the creek was murdered either.
There is a lot of people who are transgender that were murdered, you know, disproportionately.
Population. Trans people are disproportionately victims of violent crime.
Yeah.
Compared to anybody else in the population. So this, you know, there's no serial killer at work here. This is just the end result of society's disdain for transgendered people.
Yeah, I would say ultimately that's what it is.
Let's see if I can find some stats on this. Trans murder rate.
Everything I've seen about it is that it's extremely high.
Yeah, so are sexual assaults.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there's some contention about these numbers. Somehow I have to figure this out later, but it's pretty bad.
I mean, you hear a lot about
it's higher than the murder. It's higher than the normal murder rate by a pretty good margin.
Yeah. For people who are just gay or heterosexual.
But yeah, this, you know, and Dallas, of course, probably
not the
progressive capital of the world.
What? Dallas is not. I can't believe you'd say that.
But Florida is. Florida cop who failed to confront Parkland shooter is getting $8,000 monthly pension.
Good. Good, I'm glad. So you guys remember, he's well taken care of.
You guys remember this guy, right? The cop who
stood outside while the massacre went down inside.
You know, I'm not a brave guy in most respects and shit. If I'm outside of a school and I hear there's a shooting happening, I'm probably not going to rush in and try to save.
Yeah, you're going to. Well, I mean, but you're not a cop.
I'm not a cop. If you are a police officer, if you're an officer of the law, then you are expected to go in that building.
Let's say there's a building on fire. And
you're useless otherwise. Yeah, it'd be like a bunch of firefighters standing outside of a burning building afraid to go in.
I don't want to go in. You know, I mean, like, hey, that's fine. There's plenty of people that don't want to go in, but that shouldn't be your job. You shouldn't take that responsibility if you don't want to live up to that.
If you're scared of fire, you don't become a firefighter. If you're scared of a violent situation, you shouldn't be a fucking cop. You know, if your job description is when there's a shooting happening and a fucking bunch of school kids are getting wasted inside a school, you risk your life, you go in there and you try to fucking put a stop to that shit.
Right.
This guy didn't do that. The entire country rightly called him a fucking coward for it. And now he's receiving a monthly pension of $8,702.35. So this $8,000 thing is actually deceptive. It's closer to nine.
Yeah.
And by the way, why does he need that much fucking money? Did he even make that much as a cop? Since when do cops make fucking $9,000 a month?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe.
A monthly state pension of $8,702.35 for standing outside like a fucking coward.
$104,000 a year.
While children were being shot.
The state's going to pay this guy over $100,000 for standing outside. I mean, look, you can argue it's the rest of his career, and that's why he's getting the pension.
I don't care. He shouldn't get shit. He shouldn't get a fucking dime.
Well, here's the thing. He probably already had his required amount of time, and he resigned instead of being fired.
So here's some interesting information. Scotty, how much was that a month or a year?
$104,000 a year.
Salaries, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Occupational Employment Statistics Survey, as of May 2015, the annual average wage for police and sheriff's patrol officers was $61,270 a year. So he's actually making probably more money being a coward that now sits at home on the public dole
well,
than he did while he was not protecting these children. Well, at the
how
school.
Long does this pension last?
Who the fuck knows?
We probably got pay increases and shit. So, I mean, you right. probably.
A Florida sheriff's deputy who failed to confront a gunman during a February 14th school massacre is receiving a monthly state pension of $8,702.35. The Sun Sentinel reports 55-year-old Scott Peterson, who resigned and retired after the shootings, began receiving payments in April. Surveillance video shows Peterson outside Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School as the gunman killed 17 people inside with an AR-15 assault-style rifle. Broward Sheriff Scott Israel said Peterson should have gone inside. President Donald Trump called Peterson a coward, one of the few things I agree with Donald on. Peterson later said he thought shots were coming from outside the building. No, you didn't, you fucking pussy.
What a fucking liar.
What a lying sack of shit.
Come on, just, you know, at this point, we already fucking know.
All right, even if he thought that shots were coming from outside the school, he should have been inside the school then getting kids safe.
Pension payments are based on the 32 years he worked and the average of his five highest paid fiscal years. So, Does he get this pension just till the day he dies? Yes. Is that how this works? He just gets
That's how a pension works.
So he gets $9,000 a month for the rest of his fucking miserable shitty life.
Shit fuck life, and he doesn't even have to work for it.
Gay. What a fucking piece of shit.
I got to tell you something, man. I worked at schools. As a person that worked at schools, the teachers there, the tech guys there, the janitors there, all were likely, in fact, very likely to help the children in the event of a... Now, maybe not go out... You're not encouraged to go be Rambo or anything. But as far as, like, helping children get safe, get to a location where they're away from the violence and shit, I would have been involved in that as the computer guy at my school.
But
not
cop.
As the resident cop that's there to make sure shit like this doesn't go down in the first place. Think about the dereliction of duty here. It's obscene. If shit like this happened, if there was an active shooter on campus or near campus, every employee of the school district was required to go forward with the emergency plan and help children be safe from it.
But not this cop.
Nope.
And he gets $8,702.35 every month for the rest of his miserable
cowardly
life.
He's making more than any teacher at that school.
I guarantee you.
He's making more than any of us in a month. I mean, come on.
I'm just saying, like, the teachers that are actually doing the work at that school get paid less than the douche that stood outside and let a bunch of kids get killed.
He doesn't even have to work for that money anymore.
I mean, the problem with it is that with the way that the pension laws probably exist, it's probably pretty much impossible for him not to get
break the fucking laws then. Give a shit. Charge this fucker with something. Put him in jail. Cancel the pension.
I mean, those laws are in place so that you can't get fucked out of something that's owed you.
Right.
So it's like freedom of speech. You got to tolerate the scumbags.
I guess so. It's still an unpleasant fucking pill to swallow.
That's pretty much what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, I mean, you have
mother renames son after tattooist makes spelling error.
Cool.
After her son's name was misspelled in a tattoo, one mother came up with an ingenious, I don't know if that's the word I'd use, solution. Hopefully the boy is cool with the life-altering decision.
This is there's nothing ingenious about this.
So, the one time you'd hope never to encounter a spelling mistake is when you're getting your child's name etched on your person. Tattoos, like children, are for life. Unfortunately, one Swedish mother fell victim to an embarrassing typo after her tattooist misspelled her son's son Kevin's name as Kelvin.
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 How do you not fucking catch that? I mean, how dumb is this tattoo artist that he can't fucking spell Kevin? And two, how dumb is she to be like, it's not Kelvin?
But rather than let it get her down and face an expensive, painful removal process, 30-year-old Johanna Gisselhall Sandstrom had an ingenious, there's that word again, it's solution. Not. She had her son's name legally changed. So your name's Kelvin now, bitch.
Whatever, that's a pretty cool name. It sounds like he's going to grow up to be a heat-based supervillain.
I am Kelvin Fahrenheit. Miss Sandstrom wanted to get a sentimental inking to honor her child. She told local newspaper Blekin, yeah, whatever. However, her heart stopped when she saw the error. I thought I was going to faint, she said. I said I wanted the names of my children tattooed on me, and I gave the artist their names. The artist drew the design and didn't ask anything about the spelling, so I didn't give it any more thought. It wasn't until later she noticed the glaring mistake. She returned to the artist, who laughed and said there wasn't anything he could do apart from issue a refund. After... Why would you laugh? He laughed.
He laughed at her.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass. After looking at tattoo removal, she and her husband came to the decision that the smarter option would be to rename the boy, who was almost two at the time. What?
So they've been calling him Kevin his whole life.
For
up
2 years.
Two.
But it's like, Kelvin!
No, you're Kelvin now.
Your name is Kelvin now. Tattoo removal sounds lame. Miss Sandstrom and her husband have grown to love Kelvin as it's unique. She explained that no one else has her son's name. Luckily, so really, he was named by the tattoo artist at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, luckily, her young son has also taken well to his new moniker. Does he even know the difference at that age, really?
He probably thinks it's cool, man.
The family have just welcomed their third child, Freya, and Miss Sandstrom is looking to go under the needle once more. However, this time she promises to be better prepared. I'm going to write down on a piece of paper and check it over 10,000 times.
I mean, how about when the artist does the transfer onto your arm? Because when you get a tattoo, they draw it first and then do a transfer
onto
your arm.
Yeah, why don't you just look at the fucking drawing and be like, let's make sure this says what I wanted it to say.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, man.
Well, she's not very fucking bright. That's pretty apparent.
Students at Central PA School District are required to smile in hallways.
It's just creepy.
This is super creepy.
Required? How is this enforced?
Students
in smiling police.
Northern Lebanon School District are required to smile when walking down the hallways between classes. Students who don't smile are told to either smile or see a guidance counselor to discuss their problems. What?
What? So if you don't want to smile, you automatically have some fucking deep-seated issue.
This is the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
This is just hideous. Parents and teachers are also telling the news agency that bullying incidents are being ignored by school administrators. Jean Gundrum, mother of 15-year-old Juliana Gundrum, opted to pull her daughter from the school and enroll her in a district cyber school as a result of the policy forcing students to smile. If you don't smile, you get called to the office or down to see your guidance counselor, Juliana told Lebanon Daily News. You have to talk about your problems then, or you have to get detention.
Yeah, I have a problem. I'm
I have a problem. A bunch of fucking fascist retards are trying to get me to smile when I'm, you know, all the time.
Yeah, I'm bored as fuck in this shitty school, and I don't feel like smiling.
That's, I mean, what problem. A fucking, what a lazy solution. There's problems in school. Where would she just fucking smile? I actually met people like that in my life. I had a teacher who was like that. Like, I came into class one day, and he's all like, you should be smiling when you come in here. Why are you smiling? And I'm just like, because I don't want to smile. And he's like, no, you need to smile.
You know, I've seen things like this in school before. Like, it's usually in, like, kindergarten classes. I remember them saying, crisscross applesauce, hands folded in your lap, and smiling faces looking right this way. That's how they get everybody's attention, you know? But this is taking it a step too. This is a fucking high school.
Everybody smile!
If you're not smiling, you have issues.
I love the blurb about people saying that bullying incidents are being ignored too. So that's not being enforced, but the smile police are out in force. So you just got your ass beat by a bunch of bullies and you're walking through the hall to your next class and you're not smiling. And you gotta go
smile, talk. Paul!
Paul, why aren't you smiling?
Why aren't you smiling,
I am
Paul?
Actually right now because it's a ridiculous story.
Smile!
Everybody smile!
I'm happy.
Wee!
I mean, how unnatural is that to you? You're walking to your class, you have to have a big smile on your face
it's
the whole
terrible.
Time. Oh, I'm so happy to be at school.
Dude, this is, you know, hey, school shooters, this is your fucking school right here. Just don't shoot the students. Just shoot the fucking whoever came up with this policy. Judge can't end a trial just because he's heard enough.
Oh,
appeal
why not?
Court rules.
Well, come on.
I'm glad that this.
I'm bored.
Oh my God, this case is so boring. Look, trial over, guys.
I'll be honest with you guys. This trial fucking sucks. I've heard enough. I'm going to make a judgment.
All right. In my opening statement, I would like to tell the jury that the accused... All right. Prosecuting attorney, I'm sorry. I've heard enough. Trial over. I'm ready to make my ruling.
When the Supreme Court said trial judges should do their part to reduce delay in the justice system, it wasn't suggesting what Justice Richard Bluen, whatever, did in a 2017 criminal case an appeal court has ruled. Bluen, a provincial court judge in Toronto,
figures,
cut the case short and acquitted the accused after hearing from the Crown's only witness, but before the defense was able to call its evidence.
I mean, all right, guilty.
You know what? We need to annex Canada. We need to bring an actual justice system to these
before
barbarians.
Either side can make closing submissions. Okay.
Holy fuck.
There is a provision in there talking about preventing delay, Bluen said in his October 2017 ruling, referring to a Supreme Court decision in R versus Cody. And I wanted to speak to that because I'm not going to ask the defense to call any evidence because, in my view, the Crown is not anywhere near proving the case beyond a reasonable doubt. The Crown appealed the acquittal, and Superior Court Justice Sahul Akhtar ordered a new trial and a decision released this month.
How do you know that the Crown is not anywhere near to proving its case when you've only heard one witness?
I've heard enough. Heard enough.
Look, there's a precedent. We have to follow precedent. Case is over.
Whatever the ramifications of Cody and its comments encouraging judges to control and manage a trial, the Supreme Court of Canada did not sanction the elimination of one of the fundamental tenets of the criminal trial, the right of a party to make submissions on the guilt or innocence of an accused person. Yeah, okay. What happened here was a serious violation of natural justice, and the appeal must be allowed on this ground alone. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Whoa, weird. This guy's just like, this trial sucks. Boring trial, boo.
I've heard.
Cuck trial, heard enough. He's free to go.
So this isn't even the judge that did it. This is the judge that was like, you don't
get
to do that.
This is the guy who's like, no.
This is not how the law works.
Let's not point our rage at this point.
This guy's the guy
who came in and said, like, this is not... This is not how our justice system works, where the judge could be like, some recent
legal precedents to basically do away with part of the fucking due process.
Dude, I wish Judge Ito would have done that during the OJ trial, just like midway through the trial. You know what? I've heard enough. OJ is free to go.
Oh, dude, no, I don't. I loved watching that trial, man. Every day when I got off of school, the first thing I did was turn on court trial TV. And see what was going on in the trial.
All right. So, new law. Kansas cops can't have sex during traffic stops.
Why is this new law?
Unjust. It's new.
This is unjust, dude.
Apparently, there were so many Kansas cops having sex during traffic stops that they had to pass a law against it.
Look, if the cops in Kansas want to have a little fucking sex during a traffic stop, who am I to judge?
A new law. Oh, my God. A new Kansas law makes it a crime for police to have sex with people they pull over for traffic violations.
Or if they're really attracted to each other.
Or detained in criminal investigations. Okay. The new law bans sexual relations during the course of a traffic stop, a custodial interrogation, an interview in connection with an investigation, or while the law enforcement officer has such person detained. Now, you may be asking, why wasn't that illegal already? Actually, it wasn't. Kansas was one of the 33 states where consensual sex between police and people in their custody wasn't a crime.
33, dude.
Oh, my God. What?
33 states. It's okay for a cop to pull you over and be like, I can cut you this ticket or you can blow me.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's nice to have an out. Whatever. Wow. Okay. So... I just don't even... What do you say about this?
I don't know what you say about this. I mean, the implications here, like the fact that this isn't already a law. I mean,
that's a form of rape, isn't it?
What is your consent worth if you're being detained and looking at prison time? You know what I mean?
Like, right. So, I mean, like, isn't that just a form of rape? Is this just legalized rape for cops?
Yeah. You're in a position of power over somebody that really has no parallel in society when you're a police officer detaining a suspect for a crime. And to take advantage of that person who's in that ultimately vulnerable position that they will never be put in by any other entity, and use it to get sexual favors. How is that not wrong on every fucking level? And how is it not already illegal everywhere?
It should be nationally illegal, not...
Yeah, it should be... Well, there should be a federal law banning this, clearly. And these states have not acted to do this. That's ridiculous. That's just giving people license.
I want a list of these fucking 32 states now, but whatever. Oh, my God. Hideous, hideous, hideous. Okay. A dying woman calls emergency services. She is told everyone dies.
Maybe they're just trying to provide some comfort, dude.
I'm
done.
Give her.
Hey, everyone.
Probably
dies.
Not the broader context she was looking for at that time, but you know.
No, lady, look, everyone dies. What do you want me to do about it? Can't change it.
In pain too agonizing for her to describe, a young woman calls emergency services. I'm going to die, she says. You will die, certainly, one day, the phone operator replies, like everyone else.
Look, just philosophical, dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, do we really need to... I don't know if we need our philosophers running, you know, 911,
well,
though.
They were just trying to be... That she did. That's actually a form of compassion.
I guess it's in France, so that explains a lot, too.
Oh, I guess it says Paris, but I'm not sure if that's where it actually took place.
It is. It says right there. A few hours later, the woman, 22-year-old Naomi Musunga, dies. And now officials in France have... So this explains everything. This is France we're talking about. So, of course, they got some fucking angsty, like... You know,
smoking a cigarette.
Yes, everyone dies. Smoking a cigarette, eating a baguette.
One day you will die.
Wearing a beret.
We will all die.
Baguette, dude. Baguette,
this is
beret.
The way of life, no?
As you will say, you will die.
How you say, you live, you die, you know? What do you want me to do?
All right, so here's the whole call. Operator.
Yes, hello. You be Musenga, dude.
All right.
You're Musenga.
I'm not going to try to do a French accent.
All right.
I can't. Hello? Help me, ma'am.
Yes, what's going on?
Help me.
Well, if you do not tell me what's going on, I will hang up.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
The woman can't flee our dignity. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Yes. You will die, certainly, one day, like everyone else. Call the SOS doctors.
Please help me, ma'am.
I can't help you. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I have a lot of pain.
And
I have
where?
Very bad pain.
And where?
My stomach hurts a lot. I feel terrible everywhere.
Yes, well, you call SOS doctors. So she didn't even send anybody to help her. Gave her the number of some other doctor to call.
Yes, call the SOS. They will help you.
They will help you.
Everybody dies.
What? Are we German now? They will help you.
Yeah, call the SS doctors. They will help you with your
problem. Don't do a damn French accent, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
I can't really either.
Laissez faire, mi amour, c'est la vie. Trump, other nations extort drug makers. U.S. President Donald Trump has accused foreign governments of extorting unreasonably low prices from pharmaceutical firms.
All right, fuck this buffoon. Fuck this buffoon, man. This is the inverse of the truth. Other countries are doing what every country should be doing and demanding fair prices for these drugs that are life-saving and necessary.
Hey, you know what? It's kind of funny.
It is time to end global freeloading once and for all, he said.
When you buy a car or a house or anything, you know what you can do? It's called negotiate. So when insurance companies buy drugs, you know what they do? They negotiate. For some reason, the federal government, who spends the most on healthcare in this country, when they have to buy drugs, can they negotiate? No.
Listen,
they're
to this
banned
reasoning.
By law.
Listen to this reasoning. In his speech, the president pinned the problem in part on price controls in other countries that he said extort unreasonably low prices from drug makers, forcing Americans to pay more to subsidize the enormous cost of research and development. What do you think of that argument?
That's ridiculous. These companies are still making more than enough money to research and develop. Otherwise, they wouldn't sell these pills abroad.
They have.
If they were getting raped on the deal, they wouldn't sell it.
Yeah.
Like, if some country's like, I'm only going to buy your Ford Explorer for 50 cents, then you're a retard if you send Explorers over there to be sold for 50 cents.
Fair
They're
enough.
Still making money.
This
They're still
bullshit.
Making plenty of money.
This
they just want to bend us over a barrel and rape us up the ass for $80,000 a pill.
This is just him trying to excuse how high our drug prices are. And he doesn't, because he's in bed with this industry, he's fucking towing their line. Like, man, they're really getting raped around the globe. They ain't making no money.
Prices, it's really simple. Let the federal government negotiate drug prices, number one.
He doesn't want to do that. Because then you'll have unreasonably low prices.
And then also let people buy drugs in the U.S. from Canada and other countries.
Experts say foreign pricing is not a major influence.
Of course it's fucking not.
Of course.
Why would it be?
For the reason I just said.
It would be. Look, if you guys like Trump, you know, you like how he pisses off the SJWs and shit, that's all well and good. But I'm sorry to tell you, he's a fucking retard.
Yeah.
He's a fucking retard.
The next time you go, you have to go to the hospital, and you know whether you're not covered or whatever, you're not covered properly, and you look at your bill, and there's a $60,000 charge on there for Advil that you were given over the course of 3 or 4 days in the place. Maybe you'll fucking wise up to this bullshit.
And for all you guys that were talking about Trump getting the Nobel Prize, maybe you spoke a little too soon, because it looks like North Korea is going right back to its old ways here.
I mean,
North Korea cancels high-level talks with South Korea over military drill. Seoul, May 16th, North Korea said Wednesday it is canceling high-level talks with South Korea planned for later in the day due to ongoing military exercises between the South and the United States. The North Koreans... Central News Agency said that the Max Thunder drills. Max Thunder, wow.
Wow, what a bunch of
sounds
fucking
80s.
What a bunch of fucking 6-year-old boys that are living out a fucking war fantasy.
Between the South Korean and U.S. Air Forces are a rehearsal for invasion of the North and a provocation amid warming inter-Korean ties.
Well, the funny thing about this is because now the Trump administration's kind of dependent on this summit, you know, this June 12th summit going well.
Right.
You know, and they're really leaving a lot on the fucking table, because if it doesn't go well, then, like, it's kind of either just it goes back to this posturing or it gets even worse, because, you know, the big issue with this is denuclearization. That's really the big issue for the Korean Peninsula, and it's can they actually achieve that, and what is the Trump administration going to handle it, you know, the correct way? And I mean,
well, I got to be honest with you, the biggest problem that I have with this is TJ and I watched a news story about this the other day.
Sure.
And they had an expert on that was talking about how this military drill happens annually. It happens every year.
Yep.
And in years past, the North Koreans have thrown a fit about it. So we know it pisses them off. We know in the past that the North Koreans don't like this Max Thunder drill we do every year.
Max Thunder!
We have a summit coming up.
Right. We've got a summit coming up, a historic summit where the leader of the Hermit Kingdom is agreeing to meet with world leaders and talk about opening up this peninsula. And we go forward with this stupid fucking military drill that accomplished exactly nothing of worth. And provoked them again. Now, I'm not saying they should be provoked by it. I'm just saying, knowing that they have been in the past, don't you think it might have been a smart thing to maybe postpone Max Thunder for a few months until these talks have happened?
Let's push Max Thunder
a little back on the calendar.
There's a potential for a huge diplomatic breakthrough.
I'm sorry. But Max Thunder sounds like the
huge problem with this though?
You know what?
Is our foreign policy doesn't make any sense, because we cancel a deal with Iran.
Uh-huh.
You know, that basically achieves...
The same deal, basically, that we're trying to make.
Well, no, the deal that prevented them from having weapons for 10 years, now that they can start developing again immediately. So Trump pulls out of that deal, but then he's going to get a deal with North Korea?
Right, so he's going into that deal with everybody involved in that deal knowing what America does with its deals now. Which is that it doesn't honor them.
I don't like them. Let's rip this deal up.
Yep.
Fuck this deal.
You know, it's a bad deal. It should not be that the next person that comes into power undoes everything their predecessor did. That should not be how the U.S. functions as a country. I'm sorry. Donald Trump, I know a lot of people like that about Trump, but really it just makes our country look stupid.
Yep.
It makes it look like we don't honor the commitments that we make.
It's unsustainable, too. Think about if every president that came into power just did that. So Trump comes into power, undoes
who's
going to
make
Obama
deals
did.
With a country that goes back on its fucking deals?
I mean, and Trump has just done that. I mean, that's why he sold himself on the campaign. It's like, oh, I'm going to undo NAFTA, I'm going to do all this stuff. And in some respects, say, okay, I see what you're talking about. But when you really think about it, it's like, no, we should just renegotiate our existing deal. We shouldn't just say, no, we're not going to honor any deal, other deals we've made. We should make the deals better.
This just shows you how fucking out of touch Trump is, too. I mean, he's the commander-in-chief of the military, so ultimately the decision to go forward with this stupid, ill-conceived military exercise was his.
I just want the fucking sequel, the upcoming sequel to Top Gun, to be called Top Gun Max Thunder.
I mean, it sounds like it could be.
That's the 80s-est shit.
It's just the most absurd name. It's so stupid that this went forward right when the summit was going to happen. It'd be one thing if North Korea just got pissed off for no reason and in a circumstance where they hadn't before. But we know that this military exercise in the past provoked them.
Yeah,
we did it anyway.
They used to shoot off missiles when we did it.
They used to react by testing a bunch of ballistic missiles and shit, And it's like we got them at the table finally, and we do this thing that we know pisses them off again when we could very easily postpone it.
Nah. Let's do it.
Let's show them how big our balls are.
They will not delay Max Thunder.
Max Thunder.
Max Thunder. Boom. Yeah.
Way to squander a historic opportunity, America.
Well, I mean, it's not been squandered yet. We'll see how it all plays out, but... You know, anyone who thought this was just going to be easy and a smooth process and Kim Jong-un is just going to be totally cooperative and friendly throughout the whole thing, you know, you got another thing coming.
I mean, up until that point, he had been. Up until we did the thing he's been telling us not to do over and over again, he'd been pretty cool. Stepped across the line, shook hands with the South Korean president, agreed to meet with Trump. I mean, he was not acting like Kim Jong-un until we provoked him again.
Let's be clear. I mean, he's from a family who are despotic. They're pieces of shit. They have, I think some estimates 100,000, 80,000 political prisoners. These aren't good people. But if we want to make progress, sometimes it means you have to fucking deal with them and have a slow transition to another form of government or something else.
Well, not only that, but you got to make concessions. They made concessions. They released hostages to show that they were really interested in coming to the table. They released political prisoners to show that they were really interested in coming to the table. And what do we can't even postpone a military exercise to show that we're interested in coming to the table as well? The fuck is that?
Well, hopefully the summit actually goes well and something good occurs. But
hopefully it even happens at this point.
Yeah.
Looks like its future is kind of like,
it's kind of shaky now. Well, we'll see. I hope it still happens. Hope we can still work something out. But, let's not give Trump the Nobel Prize just yet.
Yeah, let's have him work that out.
Let's hold off a little bit on that one. All right, thank you guys for watching Flash Fry. We'll be back Friday for a patrons-only show. If you want to become a patron, the link is down below.
Get crispness.
Get
freshness.
Freshness.
Get juiciness.
Yes. All right, see you motherfuckers later.
Peace.
Become patrons, and you can see Friday's show. Who knows what it'll be about? No one knows.
No one knows.
Not even us. We don't even know.
I know.